Real quickly here tonight, Wednesday, April 18th, as you're watching this, I'll be in Salisbury, North Carolina. You'll be able to watch my address there at 7 p.m. What you need to do, don't go to Alan Hess's website. Just go to youtube.com, type in Alan Hess. There are a couple Alan Hesses. He's the guy talking about the Bible. And you'll see his videos listed, and the live video will be on top. So just go to YouTube at 7 p.m., type in Alan Hess, watch live. After yesterday's show, I almost deleted it. I watched it, and I felt like I was just rambling about myself, and I thought, who wants to see this? And I almost deleted it and did something else. But you know, I'm glad I did that show because I realized something yesterday that I've never thought of before about the crucifixion of Christ. I talked about how I was transfixed by the passion, by watching our Lord carry his cross, watching him crucified. It's the most notable thing that's ever happened in human history. And you can't watch it unmoved. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you hate Christ, whether you think Christ was simply a man, it is transfixing. And then I realized something, that it's meant to be that way. And it gives new meaning to "we were crucified with Christ." We often talk about this truth, I do, in Romans chapter 6, of how our identity as members of the body of Christ with Jesus Christ, it's as though we were crucified together with him. God looks at us as the human race, the entire human race was considered to have died with Christ, because God cannot justify the old humanity. God cannot look at the old humanity and say, "You're right." I'm talking about all humanity now. I've just gone from the body of Christ, so let's talk about all humanity. 2 Corinthians 5, "One died for the sake of all, consequently all died." But God cannot look at the old humanity and say it's justified. So God had to kill the old humanity, had to kill it off so he could look at it in a new way. And he did. He killed off the old humanity in Christ's death and by Christ's death. And the new humanity now is centered on Christ and his faith toward God. And that is what justifies us. The world doesn't know about it. We do, and we revel in it, and it makes our day. But that's a startling truth, that the old humanity was considered to be dead by God and killed. And now, because how can God look at sin? How can God, the Christians still say this, as though nothing happened at the cross. How can God look at sin? It's a good question. But to still ask that question subsequent to the cross is complete and total ignorance. Talk about missing a memo. Whoa. So, back to the crucifixion. After I said that yesterday, I thought about it after the show, and I said, wow. When we're watching Christ, whether or hearing about it, whether you or reading it, the whole thing, it doesn't matter what venue, it doesn't matter what vehicle carries that message, whether it's reading it, whether it's seeing it enacted in a play or a movie, even like Jesus Christ Superstar, or even Mel Gibson's movie, although I think that was so Hollywooded up, I didn't watch it. It's just, I can't stand Hollywood, how they sensationalize everything. It's sensational enough. We don't need your sensationalism added to it. Everybody's transfixed by it. And at that point, at that time, while you're watching it or reading it or hearing about it, you disappear. You disappear, and all focus is on that drama. And that's the way it should be, right there. That is humanity getting out of the way. That is humanity focusing on the most important thing that's ever happened. It's only after it's happened, when you recover from the shock. You know, you walk out of the movie theater after having watched the crucifixion, and you're just dazed and you're stunned. Yes, you're supposed to stay that way. You just, oh my God, when you read it, when you see it, that's how you're supposed to be. But then people reflect on it and then they think, oh, what can I do for that man? Or, oh, how can I do my part now? This is where the whole thing goes bad. But when you, if you stay slack-jawed and you stay eyes agape and you're just watching this thing or reading about it, you disappear, and that's how it's supposed to be. So it gives a new slant on Crucified with Christ. Anyone who watches The Passion, I'm not talking about Mel Gibson's movie, anybody who watches the drama at Calvary is crucified with Christ, in that they disappear for a blessed hour or however long the production is. They're gone, and they're transfixed by the work of another. And that's the whole key right there. The work of another. No human contribution. Stunned. Amazed. Speechless. That's how you're supposed to stay. New look on that. Another event. So I started talking about myself yesterday, so I'll finish it off now. And I did a weird thing. Well, let me preface the weird thing with this. I told you that my father-in-law introduced me to the concept that Jesus didn't speak English. That was amazing to me. The Bible wasn't written in English, and that there was a way to trace the words God actually used in the original languages, which was Hebrew for the Old Testament, Greek for the New. And that you could check up on the translators. Ooh, the King James translators or the NASB translators, they never dreamed, let's just stick with the KJV, they never dreamed that there would be a tool of objectivity where you could check on them, because their biases, they thought, were probably obscured, because it was enough that the commoners were getting the Bible. They didn't dream that the commoners would be able to check up on every single word and to see how many times they mistranslated stuff. And in the King James translators' case, they mistranslated about 20,000 times. It's a conservative estimate. So my father-in-law introduced me to that, and I was introduced to the Concordant version. I'd never heard of it before. I found out how accurate it was. I found out that it was based on a system, a translating system, that was really scientific. Scientific doesn't sound spiritual. All right, how about I use the word logical? It uses a logical system for translating. And it's very helpful because it gives God credit for saying things that he once said, and you don't mess with it. You don't use 10 different words to translate one Greek word. And that was very helpful. Then I found out about the Concordant Publishing concern and who published the Concordant version. You can get the Concordant version, by the way. You can go to Clyde Pilkington's site, studyshelf.com, order the Concordant version. It's very helpful. I found out that there was another work published by the Concordant Publishing concern. One day I saw an order form for the Concordant Publishing concern. I saw titles of tracts, pamphlets, booklets that I could not believe. I mean, it's like, I didn't think people wrote about this kind of thing. 15 bombs that sank my theological ship. The difference between Peter and Paul. I'm just paraphrasing the titles now, but this just shocking things. Like, does Satan have a free will? Just in your face stuff that, what, people actually ask these questions? It was like God porn. I was looking at God porn. It was like, I have to get this stuff. This is so bold. And so I ordered everything from the Concordant Publishing concern. This was 1986. And it was a big year for me, man. Big year for me. I'll never forget. I said, send me one of everything. And this was funny. I was checking up on my order one day, and I called the Concordant Publishing concern, you know. And maybe it was 10 in the morning, my time. I didn't know where the Concordant Publishing concern was. Anyway, I called the Concordant Publishing concern. Somebody answered the phone and said, hello? I'm sorry, is this a Concordant Publishing concern? Yes, do you know what time it is? I was calling two people. in Santa Clarita, California. I was talking to Suella Quorum. I woke her up because it was like 7 a.m. in California. I thought the Concordant Publishing Concern was this giant operation, you know. I expected to get a recording. You've reached the Concordant Publishing Concern for Spanish. Press 2. Por Español, 2, whatever. And, you know, I was expecting to get a menu, and I just thought I was calling some big organization. Not two people in a house in Santa Clarita. So that was my first introduction to how great it is to know that the most magnificent, important work going on in this world in the interest of the evangel is happening humbly. It's happening by God empowering individuals, by God giving individuals His Spirit. It's not en masse. It's not a corporation. It's not done by councils. It's not done by institutions. That's where it all goes bad. Remember a great quote from Paul says, tells Timothy, take this word and pass it on to faithful men who will be able to pass it on to others. It becomes individual, and God is empowering individuals. Great thing. So I got this box of stuff. It was like Christmas morning for me, all these books. I said, send me one of everything. I checked out my order. I found out who the Concordant Publishing Concern was, and this book came, this box came. Send me one of everything. I sent him $210, which was the bargain of my life. And all these books came, just hardcore books. Problem of Evil, The Judgments of God, A. Enoch, Christ Triumphant, Thomas Allen, Gelesnoff on Galatians, just hardcore, scholarly, logical work. This is what I loved about finding this stuff. It was logical. I didn't have to throw away my logic in order to just believe what we tell you, even though it doesn't make sense. No, everything made sense. God makes sense. God is logical. God does not clash against your mind. We're to be changed by the renewing of our minds, not the removal of our minds. Astounding. Great truth. So I spent 7 years mastering that material. And I thank God for this. It's another part of my testimony that I didn't really say anything or do anything or speak publicly until I had the facts. And I thank God for that. I thank God every day for that, that I'm not one of these people that has to go back and say, don't read anything I wrote before 1986. Yeah, don't. You know those, I have 1,000 videos, just ignore every single one of those because now I know the truth. Thank God I've never had to do that. So I'm not saying I have everything figured out, but certainly God gave me the basics and I had those in place before God launched me out. So back to this amazing thing that happened, this crazy thing that I did. It was probably, oh, by the way, I studied for 7 years before I really stepped out. It's always good to know what you're talking about before you talk. It doesn't happen with everybody. So I was feeling the thing that most people feel at some time. They start to feel that I'm unworthy of this. Why me? I was having this why me moment. I know the truth now, but I didn't know it then. I was just astounded that God was laying treasures. The treasure of His storehouse of wisdom and knowledge, laying it at my feet. Me, Martin Zender, it's like, what? Well, I was, can this be right? And I was looking for a word from God. Now, I don't recommend you do what I'm about to tell you I did. I've only done this once, but it worked. God honored it for some reason. I took my New American Standard Bible. You know, I'm wondering now if I did this before I got the Concordant package because I was using my NASB. Anyway, I spun my Bible, I closed my eyes, spun. Don't do this. This is not a great method of scripture education, not a great method of study. I spun my Bible. I said, God, why are you doing this? Give me a word, Lord. Spun my Bible. Opened the page randomly, poked my finger at random, And the verse is honest to God's true. This is, I'm hesitant to tell you because I don't go in for stuff like this, but I got honored it. I did it once. Never done it again. Yes, I did it one more time. Shoot. And it worked then too. It worked. So I got this little trick. I poke my finger and I have my computer out here. I want to read this verse to you from the Concordant version of the Old Testament. The verse that was under my finger was Psalm 44:3. And here's how it reads. For neither by their sword did they tenant the land, nor did their arm bring salvation for them. But it was your right hand and your arm of power and the light of your countenance, for you held them dear. Oh my gosh, when I read that, it just stopped me in my tracks. Martin, not by your sword are you tenanting this land I'm bringing you into. Your arm has not brought this salvation to you today. God's saying, it was my right hand. It was the arm of my power. It was the light of my countenance, my face shining upon you, for I hold you dear. And that was it right there. And I've talked to you about this before from Ephesians, according to the delight of God's will. He does this according to his delight. He does this for us because he holds us dear. This is why you know what you know. This is why God is laying his treasury of truth at your feet, at your feet of all people. You know who you are. I know who I am. It's like, what? God had me put my finger right on this verse, the most appropriate verse. Then, of course, I found other passages in the Greek scriptures, especially in Ephesians, talking about the delight of God's will. Yes, the previous verse is pretty good too. You, by your hand, you evicted the nations. It's God that either brings things or evicts things from our life. He's the doorkeeper of our life. And we can put confidence in him. And it is faith, but it's not blind faith, because face it, God has a track record. We can count on him. He has a track record in our lives. He's never failed us. He's brought us into some straits. He's brought us into tough times. He's thrown us into some white water. But he has given us a boat and a paddle, you know? And he animates us to fight the good fight. I'm at the end of this video and I find out that I have really more to say. I'm going to do one more show on some of the remarkable things that God has done for me. And then I'll stop talking about myself, but I hope this is helpful to you. And really, I think it's actually helpful to me.